Police have restored order in the northern English city of Bradford. In riots over the weekend, two people were stabbed, 160 officers were injured, and scores were arrested. The violence in the region was caused by tensions between white and Asian residents. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London.
Events like the ones in Bradford this weekend are erupting with disturbing regularity across northern England. Oldham, Leeds, and Burnley have also seen ethnic rioting in recent weeks. On Saturday, mainly ethnic minorities from the Indian subcontinent gathered in the Bradford City Square to stop a threatened rally by the ultra-right wing National Front. Police on horseback and in riot gear mounted a security operation to prevent any violence. Only a handful of Front supporters made it into the city center. But eyewitnesses said whites began hurling racial insults at a group of Asians outside a pub, and an all-out battle began. Rioters set fire to dozens of cars, attacked police with baseball bats, and firebombed a hotel and two clubs. Roy Glister was trapped inside one of the clubs when it came under attack.
There were 28 of us inside, and all the windows were smashed all the way around, and then they firebombed it. So we locked ourselves in the cellar, and we couldn't get out. They were all sweating and panicking, you know, how are we going to get out? Apparently, at the end of night, we found out there were two people locked in gents' toilet in the lounge.
Like other northern industrial areas hit by racial disturbances in the past 2 months, Bradford's inner city suffers from above-average unemployment, relatively poor housing, and low educational achievement. 20 years after widespread public disorder revealed a deep distrust of police tactics among minority communities, the same complaint is resonating through northern England today. Manwar John Khan is the chairman of the local residents' association in the stricken Bradford area. He said the police have no real communication with the alienated young people who have taken to the streets.
They need to talk to the real community, and part of that real community are the frustrated and very, very angry young people.
The shock of events on a sultry Saturday in Bradford leaps from the pages of Britain's newspapers. The Times believes, quote, unhealthy copycat criminality is at work, with inner-city youths starting to act like what it calls petrol in search of a flame. The Daily Mail says opposition to the right-wing National Front was just an excuse to attack police. Bradford Chamber of Commerce President Judith Donovan says the unrest is a significant economic setback for the city.
Many Bradford companies have been talking to me only in the last few weeks about feeling a need to move to Leeds because their customers won't deal with them in Bradford. We have a parallel self-contained Asian community that believes it's being more disadvantaged. It actually isn't. There are as many poor whites, there are as many deprived whites, there are as many uneducated whites who can't get jobs. But the Asian community are in the position where they can actually claim race as an extra card as a justification for totally unacceptable mindless violence.
Authorities appealed for calm and urged people to stay off the streets in Bradford in an attempt to cool Britain's summer of rising discontent. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.